Good day to you. Bernie Miklas back with another Bernie Miklas show here on my YouTube channel. Thank you all for subscribing and thank you for all your comments. I enjoy our exchanges and I'm looking forward to doing some live streams. I'm planning that. I know I've said that before, but I want to do that where, you know, it gives you all, if you're interested, a chance to, we can talk during the live stream. You can ask me questions. You can express your disagreement or agreement. I mean, we're going to change the mix. I got some things planned for 2025. And that includes, you know, getting some guests on here. Not a bunch of them, but just to change the mix from time to time. All right, let me shut up here and get to the business. You can probably tell by the hat I'm wearing what I want to talk about today. How about Jim Montgomery's Blues? And I call them Jim Montgomery's Blues because they are a new team since he took over, replacing Drew Bannister on November the 25th. That was Monty's first game. So during that time, you know, after this terrific, you know, Western swing where the Blues went 3-0-1, they got every possible point except for one. I mean, you know, of all the, they could have earned 8 points on the trip. They got 7. And it's kind of been that way since Montgomery took over. The Blues are 5-1-1 since he became their coach. There's so many great things going on. And the contrast between sort of the before and the after coaching change is pretty staggering just because it's so, the difference is so massive. Let's reset here for a minute. And just to kind of, I want to go through some numbers, and I know numbers can be dull, but again, I think these numbers tell us a big story. When right before they made the coaching change, Doug Armstrong made the coaching change, the Blues ranked 26th in points percentage in the National League, 432. They were 9-12-1. So they were basically, they had the 26th best record in a 32-team lead, 22 games into the season under Drew Bannister. Well, since, and I know it's a smaller sample, obviously, but the Blues have the fifth best winning percentage, points percentage, 786 since Monty took over. So just in terms of where they rank, with Bannister this season, they were 26th in the league, right? And with Montgomery, they're the fifth best in the league based on points percentage. It's amazing when you just look at how they've tilted everything in terms of their goal share in games. You know, if you look at 5-on-5 play under Drew Bannister, the Blues had a goal share of 5-on-5. They've scored 41.7% of the goals. Under Montgomery, it's 60% of the goals. So they've gone from 26th in the league at 5-on-5 play in terms of goals, goal differential. They've gone from 26th at 5-on-5 under Bannister to number 3 in the league under Montgomery. How about even strength? All right. The Blues were scoring 43% of the goals at even strength under Bannister. That's 26 in the league. That was 26 in the league. Under new coaching, Montgomery, the Blues have scored 61.3% of the goals at even strength, second best in the league during the first 7 games he's been the coach. So they've gone from 26th to second in terms of even strength goal differential since he became their coach. All right, what about all strengths, which includes, you know, special teams? Under Drew Bannister, the Blues were 31st in the league, 31 out of 32, with a goal share of 41.3% at all strengths. Under Monty, they're 6th best in the league with a goal share of 60%. To recap, 31st in the league in goal share, all strengths under Bannister, sixth best team in the league in goal share, all strengths under Mr. Montgomery. I think that's really impressive, and there's more to it. And I know I'm going numbers, man, but I'm fired up by the numbers, and I do like my numbers. You know, when I'll limit this to just all strengths, right? You know, not breaking it down even strength, you know, 5-on-5, whatever. So, you know, when the Blues were being coached by Bannister, they were averaging 2.34 goals per 60 minutes. That was 30th in the league, right? So they were three from the bottom in terms of goals per game. Under Jim Montgomery, they've gotten their way into the top 10. They're ninth, averaging 3.39 goals per game. So they've gone from 2.34 goals per game, 3.39. They're up by an average of more than one goal a game since the coaching change. And with that also comes tighter goal prevention. See, that's one of the things that got overlooked. As good as Binnington and Hofer are in the net, the Blues were just hemorrhaging. They were giving up goals all over the place before the coaching change. They were a lot of mistakes, a lot of turnovers, just weren't tough in front of their own net. I mean, they were not structured well. There are guys out of position everywhere, disorganized. But if you look at it now, you know, the Blues were 25th in the league at goals against. With Drew Bannister, they were giving up 3.33 goals per game. Jim Montgomery's Blues are fourth best in the league. They're giving up 2.26 goals per game since he took over. I mean, so again, they're averaging more than a goal per game more under Montgomery, and they're allowing an average of more than a goal less than they were under Bannister. I mean, you know, when you're shaving your goals allowed percentage to 3.33 to 2.26, you got a chance to win a lot of games. And the Blues have really improved offensively in a way that is just, it's not a fluke. Listen, will there be slowdowns? Of course. It's hockey. It's a long season. Teams get tired. The schedule, you know, digs into you. All 32 teams go through it. I'm not going to say they can continue to go 5-1-1 every seven games. But, man, the goal scoring and the goal prevention and the goal share have improved dramatically. They've improved substantially. And that's why I say they're the Jim Montgomery Blues, because they reflect how good he is as a coach. And I was asking a friend of mine who once upon a time actually coached in St. Louis and, you know, has got a lot of opinions. I asked him, I said, well, what do you see so far with Jim Montgomery? What's the difference? And this gentleman told me, he said, you know, the structure is better. He said, if you look at the way they play in their own end, everyone's doing for the most part what they're supposed to be doing. The Blues have great shape. They're not running around all over the place, helter-skelter, like nobody knows what to do. Eddie said they're much firmer in the neutral zone, too. They're not given this easy passageway to the opposition. Again, structurally in place, tougher to crack because you don't have people out of position or blowing assignments. The third thing, and this is one of my favorite things about the Montgomery Blues, this former coach told me he's basically turning the guys loose offensively. Like, he doesn't want them to be irresponsible. He doesn't want them to do stupid things, but he's encouraging them to go, go, go. Let your talent flow. You know, you guys are better than you give yourself credit for. He said, you know, and the Blues have more talent offensively than people generally perceive them to have. And so Montgomery sensed that. He said that when he took over. He said, you know, we have good talent. We have some really good players. And that's showing up by the fact that I'm not going to say they're freewheeling, because, again, they are responsible. But when they have an opportunity, when they pick up the scent, oh, we can score here. I mean, they're flying. Guys are making plays. They're reading everything correctly. And their creativity and their speed and the decision making, all of that stuff is really, really outstanding so far. And you can see that, really, you can see that just in individual players. Here's my stat of the day. I could go through all the baseball stats. There's nothing better than this one. How about Dylan Holloway, right? How about Dylan Holloway, who was playing fine under Drew Bannister? How about Dylan Holloway since Jim Montgomery became the coach? I got to get my notes here. All right. Last season for Edmonton, I just laugh at this. Let me rephrase this. See, I'm getting so like fired up. I'm losing my place. So with Jim Montgomery in seven games, Holloway's got 11 points. He's got, I think it's 6 goals, 5 assists and 11. So he's got 11 points in seven games under Montgomery. This is just since Montgomery took over, 11 points in seven games. Last year in Edmonton, in 38 games, he had 9 points. So he's already, just with Jim Montgomery, since November the 25th, Dylan Holloway has already notched more points than he did all of last season for Edmonton. I mean, it's really exciting stuff. And you just look at, I talked about the goal differential and I talked about the goal share, right? And let me just read you these percentages. These are Blues forwards, and this is all strengths. These are the percentages of goals scored by the Blues, the percentage of all goals, but the goals scored by the Blues when an individual forward is on the ice. And I know a lot of it has to do with line combinations, things like that. But I'm just showing you like this almost across the board improvement when no matter who he puts out there, and he's put together some great line combinations. Let me give you an example. Like Zach Bolduc did not have a goal before Jim Montgomery took over. Now he's got four. When Bolduc is on the ice, the Blues have scored 86% of the goals. I mean, it's crazy. When Kyrou is on the ice, the Blues have scored 64% of the goals. With Robert Thomas on the ice, the Blues have outscored the other side 14-4. 78% of the goals when he's on the ice. Jake Neighbors, when he's on the ice, 80% of the goals in the Blues' favor. Buchnevich, 70%. Who am I missing here? Oscar Sundquist, 60%. Braden Schenn, 57%. I don't think I left anybody out. So the Blues have eight forwards that since Montgomery became the head coach, when they're on the ice, the Blues have scored anywhere between 57% of the goals to all the way up to 86% of the goals. They're all at least 57% in terms of goal share when they're on the ice. The Blues have that goal share. All of these guys just about were underwater before the coaching change. These great goal share percentages, the Blues scoring when they're out on the ice, all strengths, there was nothing like this before. I mean, these guys were all, not, I shouldn't say all, but most of them were in the negative percentage, or they were under 50%, and in some cases it was by quite a bit. Same thing with the defensemen. When Parayko's on the ice, since Montgomery's been the coach, 59% of the goals scored the Blues have had. Justin Falk, we know he has struggled. People have wondered about him. When he's been on the ice since Montgomery took over, the Blues have scored 60% of the goals. Scott Perunovic, they've scored 67% of the goals in his 5 games. Falk had 5 games. 57% of the goals the Blues have scored when Kessel is on the ice. Pierre-Oliver Joseph, the 60%. And a couple of guys, no one is below 50%. There are other couple of defensemen, Sutter and Broberg, are 50%. And I think we agree they've played well. So I just, I think this is really, really exciting. You know, if you look at Dylan Holloway, let's go back to him for a second. Since Monty became the head coach, and what a steal Doug Armstrong made, the offer sheets to Edmonton for these two players, Broberg and Holloway, two former number one picks, two really young kids. And Holloway has just found it under this head coach. You know, since Montgomery took over, Holloway's got 11 points. That's tied for third among all NHL forwards during that time. And he's tied for fourth with his six goals. Robert Thomas. Now, listen, I know Robert Thomas missed a lot of games when Bannister was coaching the team. I get that. But since Montgomery took over, and Thomas has been there all along since Montgomery took over, Robert Thomas has taken it to a new level, you know, based on compared to how he was playing earlier in the season before the ankle injury. He's got four goals, six assists, 11 points or 10 points, but it's tied for 11th in the league among forwards since the coaching change. And Robert Thomas leads all NHL forwards with six first assists, the lead assists, six of them since Montgomery became the head coach. One of the biggest responsibilities for any coach, any sport, managers, coaches, whatever, is to get the best out of your players. Now, there are times when players slump, players cool down, players get tired. Oh, yeah, it happens. They're human beings. They wear down. Maybe they're dealing with some injuries that we don't know about. So, yeah, you can't expect this incredibly high-level sustained success, right? But all those names I read you, right, just in terms of the Blues' goal share when all these guys are on the ice, I mean, you're either scoring more than the other team or they're scoring more than you. And in virtually every case, every one of these individuals I've named, the Blues are scoring more goals with them out there than the other side is. They're outscoring the other team when all of these guys as individuals, just looking at their individual on-ice records, that is a profound change from the way it was before. And I mentioned that, right? It's just, I could go on and on and on with numbers, but, you know, if you're in the metrics, like, for example, the expected goals for percentage, they were 26th under Bannister. They're 12th in the league under Montgomery. So my point is, this stuff that they're doing under him isn't all fluky. It's not an illusion, because even the metrics back it up. The metric numbers on expected goals isn't quite as hot as it is just if you don't use the metrics, you just look at the bulk goals for and against. But they're still way up there compared to where they were. That's the point. You go from 26th to 12th in expected goals for, right? You've made a lot of headway in seven games. Should we be surprised? No, we should not be surprised, because this is why Doug Armstrong did not flinch. He did not blink. He did not hesitate. He did not delay. He did not stall. He did not procrastinate. As soon as Jim Montgomery was sacked by the Bruins, Doug Armstrong said, let's go. We're going to get this done. We're going to bring him in. And, you know, skeptics will say, well, Bernie, teams usually get a bounce where they hire a new coach and they play good for a while and then, you know, it kind of falls off or whatever. So maybe, look, I'm excited, but, you know, we might want to just bring it down a little. We may want to calm down about this, because this is kind of typical. That's me pounding my pad. It's not typical with this coach. So let's not just, you know, put him in a big file with all these kind of average, mediocre, low profile, never really did anything type coaches, right? Here's why I say this, and I'm going to update a stat that I've been monitoring all along. All right. Among NHL coaches that have had at least 300 regular season games behind the bench, right? Jim Montgomery is tied for the second best points percentage in the history of the league. The only guy ahead of him is Rod Brind'Amour, and it's by a smidge. If you look at what he did in Boston, and I know before they fired him, the Bruins weren't playing well, but my goodness, look at what they did. And we're talking regular season. See, Monty eventually is going to get a chance to prove he can win and win big in the postseason. Time is on his side there. Again, you know, if you all want to hold that against them, I can't do it because I've seen too many good teams, not just in St. Louis, get bounced in the playoffs. It just happens. And Montgomery has not been a head coach all that long. I mean, 305 games regular season behind the bench. He's still growing into the job, so to speak. But if you look at his time in Boston, where they had the best points percentage, they were the most successful regular season team in the NHL. If you look at what he did in Boston starting the 2022-23 season, and then you add what he has done in St. Louis so far, you stitch those two records together. His teams, the Bruins, now the Blues, since the start of the 2022 season with him as the coach, they have notched 274 points out of a possible 382. For the games he's played, the games he's coached, his teams could not have had more than 382 points. They've gotten 274. So his points percentage as a head coach, Bruins, now Blues, continuously, his points percentage is 717. There is no coach right now in the NHL over this time frame, since the start of the 2022-2023 season and through last night's win in Vancouver, there is not a coach in the NHL that is even close to matching a 717 points percentage since the start of the 2022-23 campaign. So this is not just a guy taking over and the Blues are trying to impress the new coach. And, you know, they've turned on the ignition switch and now they're flying, and then it's going to taper off, and then they're going to get back to what they were and who they are. They are inspired under this guy. And just another reminder, man, he coached a bunch of them here when he was Craig Berube's assistant. He's coached a bunch of them, right? And there's a familiarity. There is the fact that he knows 15 of these guys, and most of those guys are really important players to the Blues. He knows their strengths, their weaknesses, their flaws, how to press their buttons, how to get them going. And that's why the foundational aspect of him as the head coach is really, really strong. And his track record is really, really strong. And his record as the Bruins coach is now leading to his first seven games as the Blues coach, a 717 points percentage. That ain't an accident. That's not random. He's really good. And the Blues have reinvented themselves in seven games under Jim Montgomery with a huge assist to Doug Armstrong for improving the team in the offseason. And those offer sheets, my goodness, those offer sheets, Broberg, Holloway, you know, you're seeing some younger players taken off under Montgomery. I've made my point. I can shut up now, but man, I remember when Jim Montgomery became available, you know, I remember I'm like, well, what, you got to go get him. And I was getting a lot of people just saying, well, you know, that's kind of mean. It's kind of harsh. You know, that's not fair to Bannister. Listen, you know, it may not be fair, but if I could be a smart aleck and kind of a jerk when I say this, the people that say, well, it wasn't fair to Banny, oh, that was mean, and that was so cold, that oh, how could they do that to the guy? He's only had 22 games. Oh, that's just nasty. Here's my jerk part. I'm sorry. Did you just start following the NHL? Are you new to this? You think coaches are hired and they stay there for a long time, and owners and GMs never make a rash decision they give coaches the quick boot? The Blues fired their only coach to win a Stanley Cup, and this led to Jim Montgomery with a little bit of a placeholder coach there in Bannister. I mean, Bannister will be fine. But if we want to call Doug Armstrong ruthless for what he did, well, I, for one, well, many, many people are really happy that he was so vicious and ruthless and nasty. I'm really happy that he was. Do we like the team now better than the team before? I think we do. Have we noticed huge changes in individuals for the better? Oh, yeah. Just about all of them. Okay. So, Doug Armstrong, thank you for being a cold-hearted, ruthless, vicious, mean-spirited man for replacing Drew Bannister. That is life as an NHL coach, by the way. It's been a long list of guys. Same thing happened to them that happened to Drew Bannister. He'll resurface at some point. I'm going to turn it off and not surface anymore on this particular video. I have a busy day today, but I'm hoping to come back and do something else. Maybe another update on the Cardinals, see what's going on. That was great. They got the fifth overall pick in the 2025 draft. Man, that was an upset. The odds were against them. So that was a good thing coming out of the winter meetings yesterday. All right, I'm going to shut up now. Y'all have a great day. Thank you for watching, as always.